This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that you cannot break them with a ball peen hammer. That also comes into play. Tacticalholsters.com. I want to go back to talking about setting up your rifle and setting up your gear, okay? Simply because some of you may never have trained with all of this stuff on. Now, I don't train with all of this stuff on. When JT and I go to the range, I'm comfortable. I do not wear all of the battle rattle. Now, I have trained with the battle rattle on, and I'll tell you right now, I'm glad when I was in the military, we didn't have that nonsense, although I understand the utility of it. But let's get into it, okay? Now, I've already talked about the chest rig. The thing about a chest rig or a plate carrier is that this is equipment strapped to your front and your back. Now, you don't want to tighten it up so tight to where you can't breathe, but you don't want it so loose to where you're going to be going prone in combat. If you have to use your weapon, you're going to have to go prone. You're going to be flinging yourself as you move in and out. It's one of those adrenaline dump things, you know? And having all of this stuff on, it is going to tell if you haven't got it set up right. Now, most people that I see out there today, as far as magazine pouches, are either carrying a magazine pouch, the most advanced magazine pouch out there today is the G-Code Soft Shell Taco. Simply because of how it, the retention, it's an open top holster or magazine holder. And as a matter of fact, they have to be adjusted. You have to find that happy spot between too much retention and just enough retention. Because there's a couple of things you need to know about when you're running around being operational. I noticed when I was in the military in the 80s, even with the blanks in the weapon, that none of the Vietnam vets, I'd seen Arnold Schwarzenegger do this thing where they tape them upside down, you know, so that they can just take it and flip it. And some of the new guys did it. I didn't do it because I didn't have any tape. I didn't have any, we called it 100 mile an hour tape, but around here you would call it duct tape. I didn't have any duct tape, so I didn't get to tape mine. And then as we were moving about, I found all these magazines on the deck, all out in the forest, all out in the Black Forest of Germany, that had fallen out of the magazine wells of these M16s. A couple of things at play. These were, you know, Vietnam era magazines, so the lip on the where it snaps in, that was worn. The weapon itself was worn. And they were never meant to hold that much weight. Not like that. So, you know, they would fall out. So that doesn't work. Having your rifle magazines and your pistol magazines in the same spot, that doesn't work either. That's not going to work. Some of you that have flashlights mounted to your weapon, I have a flashlight mounted I'm about to mount flashlights to two ARs. I'm not going to have pressure switches on them, though. There's Aaron Cowan runs a special kind of pressure switch that is actually, it's not a piece of tape. It's actually a hard, it's a real serious switch. I'm not going to pay the money for one of those. I'll just push the back of the flashlight. Pressure switches have a tendency to either go off when you don't want them to, or they have a tendency not to work when you do want them to. All of you that have EOTech, they're going to be fine. You don't need to get rid of your EOTech. If you live in an extreme climate, either cold, too hot, too cold, or if you live in one of these hybrid ones where they're both, you might see a change. But otherwise, you're not going to see a change. You're not going to see a change in your EOTech. Run your EOTech. Aim points work well. If you don't have an optic and you want an optic and you're looking for a low price optic, go look for the Lucid L7. It's a 1-6 scope. Lots of people are going to this. This is, you have the close end. It's a short scope. It's a heavy scope. Well, it's not that heavy, but it's heavier than EOTech. But go to that. That is the most economic, best optic out there today. EOTechs run fine. Aim points run fine. That Lucid will run fine. TreasureCon runs fine. If you're going to put a sling point attachment on your gun, spend some money on it. Don't skimp on your accessories because, you're putting junk on there. And this is not me being I'm not trying to be a snob here. But like if you have, like for example, the Blue Force Gear sling that is based upon the Vickers Tactical sling, which has quick detach points, those will work as long as they have a good point to attach to. That will work. That sling is fine. I prefer a two-point sling, although the bootleg build has a single-point sling. If you don't have good attachment points for your quick detach, what's going to happen is as you're running around, or if you transition or something, you're going to drop your weapon in the mud. Then that means you have to clear your weapon. Everything you do that is not firing your weapon means you're taking yourself out of the fight. That's the thing that you have to consider. So when you're putting stuff together, if you don't need that much. I might run a flashlight on mine. I like an angle foregrip and a flashlight, and that's it. Optics are nice. Not necessary, but optics are nice. So get your rifle running when you can. When you have to put your pistol in your hand, make sure that that's running. Whatever weapon you have in your hand needs to be running. Whatever accoutrements that you've put together with this weapon, if it's to bring the weapon up to bear or something, it needs to be designed to get you in the fight. All military rifles have sights and triggers, and nothing that you can buy can precisely align those sights and carefully press your trigger for you. You can do that yourself. If you don't have optics, big deal. You can use those steel sights just about as good as, we, for years in the military, that's what we had. What will save you is a competent repertoire of well-practiced skills combined with some personal self-control, not some glittering gimmick that you attach to a quad rail. You're going to make the gun. You make the gun. The operator is the gun. The gun is nothing without you. Whether it is one of my agency Glocks, whether it is a AR-15, an AK-47, whatever it is, at the end of the day, whoever's on it and behind it and driving it and running it, you make the gun. There may be some attributes that it brings to it that makes it easier for you to run it and fire it and all these other things, and that's some of the stuff I get a hold of. But you make the gun. It's not going to be some gadget you stick to it. If that were the case, then every year when a new driver comes out, if I bought one, I wouldn't have a boomerang slice now, would I? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
If you're running an AR-15, you're not coating your bolt carrier group with the Frog Lube paste, you don't know what you're missing. But you should check it out. As part of his executive gun control fixes, which really amounted to nothing, President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama has gotten out there and he has endorsed smart gun technology on the premise that if you can't unlock your phone unless you've got the right fingerprint, why can't we do the same thing for our guns? Well, there's a short answer for that, but we're not going to go to that one. Item number one, I have an iPhone 6. I haven't upgraded yet. It has a biometric scanner in one of the buttons. I will go to unlock my phone with my biometric fingerprint scanner thingy. And let's just say it's far from infallible. It doesn't work when my fingertip is wet. It certainly doesn't work if I have on a glove. The feel of my finger and the texture of that changes as it gets cold or hot outside. Smartphone engineers continue to wrestle with more general performance and safety concerns like the guys at Samsung with the Note 7. So it's not particularly surprising then that a smart gun that was recently showcased sort of spotlit the idea that these things would fail. Here we have a prototype using a Glock 22, which means we took a perfectly good functioning gun and turned it into a bastardized Petri dish. This was developed by 19-year-old inventor Kai Klopfer. He installed a biometric fingerprint sensor similar to the one on a smartphone built into the grip of the gun and aligned to approximately where the shooter's middle finger would rest. So this one. So it would be on the front grip where the finger grooves are. Prototype takes approximately a second and a half to recognize a fingerprint and unlock the gun, which is about, give it another, you know, that's long enough to realize I'm about to get shot. In order for the gun to continue to be available to fire, the shooter's finger has to remain aligned with the sensor. Sensor can't recognize a wet fingerprint, and the gun isn't designed to work for persons with dirty hands or who are wearing gloves. The modifications to the gun also meant that the magazine capacity is downsized from 15 rounds to 9. All of these raise concerns about the viability of the gun as a weapon in a critical defense situation. Well, it goes a little further than that. It actually, you know, I'm just looking at it, and this is where they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Here you have a 15-round Glock 22, 40 caliber, which is a, you know, cut down 10 millimeter. Which is a glorious round. It'll kill bars, it'll kill peoples, it'll kill a tree. And we're taking that and we decided to turn it into a Facebook experiment. We as gun owners also have additional legitimate reasons for viewing smart gun technology with, shall we say, reservations. You know, they have the RFID. Access or token access smart gun technology. This also comes with its own kinds of glitches, and this is based on the firearm remaining locked and unusable unless an authorized user's token, like a watch or a ring, comes within a defined proximity of the enabled gun. In November 2014, the New Jersey Attorney General issued an opinion on the Armatix IP1 handgun, a smart gun utilizing RFID technology, that comes in after you pay for it at around $1,800, because you have to buy a wristwatch too, and the wristwatch is the same size as the clocks that Flavor Flav used to wear. The wristwatch contains an RFID chip that enables the functioning of the gun. The watch must be situated within 10 inches of the gun in order for the gun to fire. The opinion concluded that as a matter of design, the pistol may be fired by a person who is not an authorized or recognized user, providing the gun is situated within 10 inches of the enabling wristwatch. It may be fired by anyone, including an unauthorized individual who simply maintains possession of the gun within 10 inches of the authorized user's wrist, or an unauthorized user who forcibly takes both the wristwatch and the gun. Now, one gun control group, the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, recommends the development of smart gun technology that, besides preventing unauthorized use, would allow guns to be remotely disabled and their locations GPS tracked. Hell, why stop there? Let's just go ahead and put Wi-Fi on them and a screen. And then we can have apps. See, I can be just as ridiculous as they are. The remote disabling of, and that cuts to the heart of the matter. That's why they want to have smart guns. They want, a while back, and I'll get details to this, okay? Apple patented some technology where if you wanted to, you can disable all of the cameras and all of the sending capabilities of all of the Apple devices in a grid square. Now, what that would mean, if somebody was going in somewhere and somebody wanted to do something and it not be video, for example, because the most ubiquitous camera out there in the world today is a smartphone. You would simply operate this apparatus or this software and you would disable everything in this grid square, right? Big Brother comes in and disables everything. They would be looking at this and saying, well, you know, in a situation where we might have this, that, or the other, we would be able to disable the guns as if the bad guy's going to say, smart gun, huh? These are the latest things. I'm having one. No, I've never seen Judge Dredd. I want one. Let me have one of these. And then they go off, and then you can flip a switch, and, you know, only the law-abiding would be disabled. So, and I don't want to hear any more from the government about officer safety. You guys threw the cops under the bus. You threw them under the bus. Don't come to me about guns that you want to prostitute. You cannot take an existing gun like, say, a Glock 22. You can't make that gun retroactively a smart gun. You just can't do it. It's not going to function. These guys operate with gloves. They operate getting hot. They operate in grit and in dirt and everything else. You can't have something that might work. It's got to work 100% of the time, every time you need it. Smart guns are not there yet. They're never going to be there. Let me take a moment to relax. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, and a warranty unlike any in the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Let's talk about a guy named Mike Lupica. Maybe some of you have heard of him. You know of him. He's been on the Imus show. He's a contributor sometimes on Imus's radio show. He is a writer for the New York Daily News. Okay? He is so anti-gun. He has a special spot of hatred in his heart for the AR-15. While the D.C. Naval Yard shooting was still happening, they ran a story that he wrote. Here we go again with an AR-15 on the cover of the paper. The only problem with even looking at the D.C. Naval Yard and looking at the AR-15 is the military doesn't use AR-15s. We used real assault rifles. Select fire capability and all. So while he's out there talking, running that agenda and everything and how he keeps his job, I do know. I know he keeps his job. We get this little precious nugget from him. He wrote, I don't know when he wrote this. He wrote it the other day. The latest victim of gun violence in America is the daughter of an Olympic sprinter, one of the fastest we've ever had in America, named Tyson Gay. Her name was Trinity Gay. She was 15 when she came out of the Cookout restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky on South Broadway near the University of Kentucky campus, at which point early Sunday morning, her future Second Amendment rights did her no good at all when somebody started shooting from a nearby car. Remember, Wikipedia says misdirection is a form of deception in which the attention of an audience is focused on one thing in order to distract its attention from another. Because Mike Lupica is a big proponent of gun violence. As if somehow or other the gun itself becomes responsible for carnage created, and the person actually holding the gun, well, they're just, you know, there. In this case, Mr. Lupica wants to distract us from the person or persons who shot Trinity Gay. And he goes to extraordinary lengths to do this. He writes, Trinity Gay was in the worst possible place in America. She was somewhere. She was out late, absolutely took the bullet at around 4 in the morning outside Cookout. But in the end, the hour doesn't matter and the neighborhood doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is another gun in the wrong hands. That is all it took to turn South Broadway and Lexington into the most dangerous neighborhood anywhere. Now, Ms. Gay wasn't just somewhere when she was gunned down. Let's not make it sound like she was somewhere where the Ruritan Club was meeting. Mikey. Okay? She was somewhere where it was frequented for gangbangers. She was in Lexington, Kentucky. For reference, NeighborhoodScout.com gives Lexington a safety rating of 9 out of a possible score of 100. With 1,062 reported violent crimes per year. I'm not going to blame this young lady, this 15-year-old little girl, for being in the wrong place at 4 a.m., but Mr. Lubicant's efforts to dismiss the circumstances surrounding her death are disingenuous at best, and, well, you know, they're actually just bold-faced lies at worst. And truth be told, those circumstances don't matter to Mr. Lupica. Because like all gun control advocates, he willfully discounts any variables that don't lead to the simple conclusion that guns are bad. That removing guns from society isn't the answer to gun violence like this. He writes, what happened to Tyson Gay's daughter can happen anytime, anywhere, middle of the night, or middle of the day. The latest wrong place at the wrong time turned out to be 855 South Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, because that's where the guns were. No, that's where the bad people were, Mike. Okay? They had guns. Would Trinity Gay have a higher degree of moral standing today, Mike, if she had been gang raped and then beaten to death with sticks? Would that be okay? Better question, Mike, would you be equally outraged if that were the case? Because, see, I'm outraged if that's the case. You don't seem to be. Mr. Lupica doesn't have time for these kind of details, and he doesn't have any time for the idea of armed self-defense against bad guys either. He said, you're constantly told by the National Rifle Association and all of its shills and tame politicians that the only way to solve gun violence is with more guns. You're told that all we need in America is more armed shooters, defensive shooters at the ready when more bad guys go on the offensive. Now you want to ask all these people how things would have been different if Trinity Gay, if she somehow had been carrying a gun when she came out of that restaurant. Well, here's a few things. The NRA supports gun rights, but they make no claim that arming Americans is the way to reduce or eliminate firearms-related crime. They constantly beat the drum for eliminating the revolving door justice. That might negate some of that. They supported Kentucky's 2011 Public Safety and Offender Accountability Act, which freed up prison space for violent offenders. But anyway, this is just classic misdirection. Mr. Lupica would have us believe that because Ms. Gay's life couldn't have been saved by an armed offender, there's no need for Americans to be armed in their own defense. And on some level, this punk knows he's on shaky ground, which is why he includes a defense of gun control referring to Mrs. Clinton's notoriously anti-gun rights platform, which includes a new assault weapon ban, as they call it, so-called, for those of you who are, have those sensitive fifis. He writes, Hillary Clinton doesn't want to abolish the Second Amendment. Another fiction from this campaign. She doesn't want to take away everybody's guns. She just wants to take guns away from whoever was in that Dodge Charger in Lexington Sunday morning, the last of Trinity Gay's life, whoever had the gun in the sports car with the tinted windows. They probably had a handgun. Why would we ban assault weapons if they had handguns? Oh, I'm sorry, so-called assault weapons, commenters. As the Brits say, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Gun control is not supported by the facts. And Mr. Lupica's willful ignorance on the subject shows just how pig-headed gun control advocates can be. But then again, what else could they be? Pig-headed, liars, misdirective asshats is what they are. Okay? I wish with all my heart that I could have been there at 4 a.m. at the cookout with Trinity Gay. Because I would have done my best to defend her, just like I would do with any child. And I would have done it with a gun. Where would Mr. Lupica be in that moment? And, you know, when he's saying, well, guns are not the answer to violence. Well, when violence is being perpetrated, worse violence going back directed at the violent offender is the best way to go. And I wouldn't expect you to understand that, you narrow-shouldered punk. But, you know, I get it. I get that you don't like guns. That's fine. I get it. Just hang out in New York. Leave me alone. Last time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. I'm going to make a prediction for you. Unless Hillary Clinton loses her balance and slams face first into the floor tonight, everybody's going to say on the mainstream media anyway, or as I call it, the MMSM, malfeasant mainstream media, they're going to say that she handled this with the remarkable poise and presidential manners. Okay? Donald Trump was in New Hampshire on Saturday, and he said, remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged election. Now, see, nobody says that. That's not what you say in politics. And, you know, this is one of those bunker-busting bombs that goes right down the chimney. It's a, you know, it's a direct hit. It's the Luke Skywalker missile at the Death Star. The French have a way of putting it. I can't say it in French, but translation, it's only the truth that hurts. So in what sense is this system rigged? It's two-pronged, okay? It is twofold. First, we have big media. Big media is supposed to be a check. They're supposed to be impartial. They're supposed to be like Shaolin monks. They're not really involved in anything. They only get out there and look at things and report the facts like Joe Friday. We haven't seen that in decades, if we've seen it at all, ever. I've never seen it. That's because big media is people. You have elite columnists and commentators. You have a dominant national press and the national cable networks. Fox, I don't give Fox a pass on anything. When you point this out to them, they say, so what? It's a free press. We have a free press. But in this election, they think that means that we're free to have an agenda and to push it how we like and to not cover things fairly. So they're acting as an adjunct of the regime and the attack arm of the Clinton campaign, and they're trying to bring down Trump. Half a century ago, Theodore White wrote of the power and bias of the adversary press that sought to bring down Richard Nixon. He wrote, "The power of the press in America is a primordial one. It sets the agenda of public discussion, and this sweeping power is unrestrained by any law. It determines what people will talk about and think about, an authority that in other nations is reserved for tyrants, priests, parties, and mandarins." On ABC's This Week, Newt Gingrich volunteered on Sunday that without the unending one-sided assault of the news media, Trump would be beating Hillary by 15 points. And Mr. Newt is right on that one. With all due respect, his adversaries, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, are not all that formidable. They're actually quite, you know, you look at them and you see an old lady and an old man who gets beat up by weight machines. Yeah. Big media is the power that sustains the forces of globalism against those of Americanism. For half a century, the U.S. Supreme Court has systematically de-Christianized and paganized American society and declared that abortion and homosexual marriage constitutional rights exist. Where did these unelected robe-wearing punks get the right to impose their views and values upon us and remake America in their secularist image? Was that really their role in the Constitution? How did we wind up with an all-powerful judiciary in a nation the Founding Fathers created as a democratic republic? We've got tens of millions of illegal immigrants here, and yet the government consistently refuses to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. Why should those Americans whose ancestors created, fought, bled, and died to preserve America not believe that they and their children are being dispossessed of a country that was their patrimony and without their consent? When did the country vote to convert the America we grew up in into the third world country our descendants will inherit in 2042? In the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a congressional majority voted to end discrimination against black Americans. When did we vote to institute pervasive discrimination against white people, especially white males, with affirmative action, quotas, and racial set-asides? Even in blue states like California, affirmative action is routinely rejected in statewide ballots. Yet it remains regime policy embedded in the bureaucracy. 2015, the Democratic primaries, the big enthusiastic crowds, were all for 75-year-old socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. We know now, thanks to leaked emails, that not only the superdelegates in the Obama White House, but a collaborationist press and the DNC were colluding to deny Sanders any chance at the nomination. The fix was in. Ask Sanders if he thinks the system is rigged. Ask him. Is there an issue upon which we agree in America? Is that we want secure borders and an end to trade policies that have shipped abroad the jobs and arrested the wages of working Americans? In a private speech that netted her $225,000 from Brazilian bankers, Hillary Clinton confided that she dreams of a common market with open trade and open borders from Nome, Alaska to Patagonia. Patagonia is a place, actually, folks. It's not actually just a clothing line. It's all the way down on the tip of it. This is the hemispheric union that she wants to have. And that's the end of the USA at that point. There is no unique sovereignty put together. There's no independent nation if she gets that. But the American press, whose survival depends upon the big ad dollars of transnational corporations, is more interested in old tapes of Donald Trump on the Howard Stern show. It's beginning to look a little bit, to a degree, like we might get a government headed by Hillary Clinton and an opposition headed by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Which means, well, we got decisions to make. Is that what we were hoping for or working for or voting for in the primaries of 2016? Or was that what we were voting against? Big money in the media, power of the establishment elites and the transnationals may well prevail. And if they do, middle America, which is me and you, those of us who cling to our Bibles, our bigotries, and our guns, in Barack Obama's depiction, those of us that are racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, that we're not America and we're irredeemable in Hillary Clinton's vernacular. We will have to deal with this new regime. That doesn't mean that we have to love it. That doesn't mean we have to respect it. What it actually means is we may have to fight it. We may have to take it down. We may have to reset the nation. Because if there's a hemispheric union, there's no more United States. There's no more Americana. There's no more Norman Rockwell. Everything that we look at today, that we, you know, most of the people that are apathetic about any sort of engagement and what goes on around them civically, that'll all be gone. That will all be gone. Black, you know, the whole white black divisiveness going, that won't matter. Because she's going to invite 600 million people into this nation. And they will come. They will come if she knocks down the borders. If the borders just become a line on a map, they will come. Bear that in mind. We're going to be back here doing it again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. Keep it close to you. Let it keep you warm at night. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be. Always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.